Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my people. Good morning to my radio audience this morning. I first would like to thank the God of Israel and the Holy Spirit and His Son, Yeshaya, for giving me another opportunity and a chance to be here before your presence. I had to come back and remake part of the same topic that I made yesterday because I told you people I've been having problems with my internet and, you know, it did not record everything that I said yesterday. So I just want to make it perfectly clear what the God of Israel want me to teach and tell you people so you'll have a complete understanding to what you are doing and why you are doing it, okay? So I'm back today. This is, give me a minute. I'm back today. This is, the topic is, did God tell you to celebrate Easter? Resurrection Sunday. What scripture is that? We need to know what scripture is that, people, that the God of Israel is only one God. It's only one God. You have several gods in this earth that have been presented to the people that people are worshiping with all kind of names, all kind of titles, all kind of doctrine. But I'm talking about the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and his son, Yeshaya. Okay? That's who I'm talking about. I don't deal with no other gods. Okay, I'm not a Christian church pastor anymore. I used to be for 20 years. So, yes, I know about Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, all this stuff that's going on right now today. I know all about. So, yeah, I don't deal with no God but the God of Israel, the God of the Bible, the God of Moses, God that led the children of Israel out of Africa, Egypt. That's the only God I deal with, no other God. Okay, I don't deal with Jesus, said your boy Jir, none of that, okay? So we're going to go right into our broadcast. We're going to go right into our broadcast. This is prophetic. This is Divine Truth Platform, okay? Divine Truth Platform, okay? My name is Elisheba. I am prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm his prophetess, okay? So I'm here to speak for the God of Israel. His name is Ahaya. Ahaya in the Hebrew, I am in English, okay? Anybody that want to know his name, I tell you his name because I know his name. His name is Ahaya, okay? The great I am. That's who it is, okay? So I'm here to represent him. I'm here to speak for him. I'm here to prophesy to him, for him. Whatever he tells me to do, I'm here to do it as his servant, and the servant of the Holy Spirit. So, did God tell you? The guest call-in number, 661-244-9831. Anybody want to call in, you can do so. I know this is a hot, hot topic today because today is Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday or whatever they want to call it, okay? That's what it is, okay? To the masses, to the worldwide, people all over the world to celebrate this holiday called Easter. And you don't even know what it's about, people. You really don't even know what it's about. You don't really know what's behind it. You don't even know. How did it come into existence? You know absolutely nothing. You know absolutely nothing. But you deem it as a holiday. Why? Because they, the Gentiles, the Edomites, the Europeans, the people that set up all your holidays and all your churches and religions, they deemed it as a holiday, not the God of Israel. Not the God of all gods. Not him. He don't deal with holidays. He hates all your holidays, all your festivals, all your parades, all that stuff that you people are doing. The God of Israel cannot stand it. He's the God of the Hebrew kingdom, the greatest kingdom on earth. That's who he is. He's the God of the greatest kingdom on earth. That would be the Hebrew kingdom and the Hebrew nation and the 12 tribes of Israel. They still exist in the earth right now today. They just don't know who they are. Because the same people that set up your Easter and all the stuff, the holy holidays, those are the same people that told you that you're somebody else, that you're a Gentile, that you're a Hamite, that, you know, you're Mexican or you're Puerto Rican or you're Cuban or, you know, you're Hawaiian and you're South American and you're Guatemala. And the list go on and on. It's 12 tribes of Israel, okay? They're not dead people. These are the people that's worshiping all pagan holidays called Easter, Halloween, and Mother's Day, and Saints Day, and this day, and New Year's Day. These people, the children of Israel, God's chosen, a higher, God's chosen people in the earth. They are the people with the Gentiles that's worshiping all these pagan holidays. You ought to see black people today, all over the earth. They're in an uproar right now. I say black people because really you're not African American. That's what they call you, okay? You are from the tribe of Judah. You are the bloodline of Jacob, Yaakov, my father, okay? But you can see the black people all over the world. They getting their suits on, and, you know, the churches are crowded today. They don't go to church no other day but on Easter. It's crowded today. You got the Resurrection Sunday. The churches are packed. Everybody got their suits on and their ties, and the kids, women got their new weaves in their hair, and, you know, their eyeliners and eyelashes coming down to the yes, people, yes. It's just all uproar today for your pagan holiday called Easter, okay? And I'm going to break it all the way down for you. And I'm going to break the word resurrection all the way down for you. I tried to do that yesterday, but because my internet is not working, I wasn't able to do it. So I have to come back and finish this today and make it very plain and very clear that what you are celebrating don't have nothing to do with the God of Israel, the creator, the one that puts you in this earth, you and your children. Okay, it has absolutely nothing to do with him. And he's totally against what you are doing today. So if you want to keep making the God of Israel angry at you, then keep on doing your paganism. Keep on doing what you're doing every day. And guess what? He's going to continue to be more angry. You're going to see more deaths. You're going to see more destruction. You're going to see all kinds of more food shortages. More gas shortages, okay? Because you people will not quit. You won't quit and you won't stop. And because you won't quit and stop, guess what? The God of Israel higher won't stop either. So he destroyed all the wicked and evil people up out of this earth. But let me get to my topic. Did God tell you to celebrate Easter? What God? The God of Israel higher is his name. The one and true only God. Did God tell you to celebrate Easter, Resurrection Sunday? What scripture is that? I need somebody that's well rehearsed in the Bible. One of you bishops. Yeah, I'm calling on you bishops or you elders or you pastors, whoever, teachers. Come on here if you can. And correct, you know, tell me, why do you celebrate Easter? It's a question. That is a question that I'm asking the panel today. That is a question that I'm asking the world today. What is the reason that you celebrate Easter when the Bible clearly don't tell you to celebrate Easter and don't tell you to celebrate the Son of God death and him rising back again? What scripture is that? It's absolutely no scripture in the Bible that tells you to celebrate the Son of God coming back to life. You notice I didn't say resurrection because I'm going to show you what the resurrection is all about. I'm going to give you the full meaning of the word resurrection. See, you know, in English, they teach you that the resurrection means Jesus. Okay, yeah. But let's see the origin of the word, okay, that's in the Bible, in the Greek. We're going to go to the Greek and look up the word resurrection, okay? Because you're calling it resurrection Son. All right, resurrection Sunday. Sun, S-U-N, day. Okay, that's what it is. So let's go, people. What scripture is that? Let's go to John 20. John 20. These are the scriptures that I had yesterday that they did not record it. So I got to go back and go over that. Okay, John 20. Let's go to that. Let's get that. John 20. Yes, people. Yes, we're going to deal with this Sunday and this Easter and this resurrection. Okay? Let's deal with it. John 20, St. John. They call it St. John. St. John. John. He wasn't no, I don't know why they call him St. John. He was a John the Hebrew. John 20, please. It's none but madness. That's all it is. Madness. Madness. Exactly what it is. Exactly what it is. Okay, yesterday I told you. John 20, verse 1. The first day of the week. The first day of the week. That's what it says right here in John 20, verse 1. Okay, we're going to deal with the Greek right now. The New Testament was translated from the Hebrew to, well, I don't know if it was all the Hebrew, but I'm going to just say this. The New Testament, okay, the translated Bible that you have and that I have, okay, it was translated in the 6th and the 8th century. They began to translate the Hebrew scrolls, they say. They begin to translate, okay? And that's why you got Spanish Bibles, English Bibles, German Bibles, Greek Bibles. You got all kind of Bibles. But they translated the New Testament, and they translated they, the same people that set up your holidays, the same people that killed the Son of God, the real Son of God, not the one that y'all calling on and worshiping. That's not the real Son of God, okay? These are the same people, okay? Edom, Esau, my big brother, Jacob, twin brother, okay? That's who he is. He got all this stuff set up, holidays, school, everything set up. But let's go to the scripture. The first day of the week, okay? We're dealing with the Greek right now, okay? We're going to look up the words in the Greek, meaning that not English. We're going to look up the translated language is the Greek, okay, from the Hebrew. So the first day, that's Greek number 3391 for John 20, verse 1. It say one or first. That's what it means in the Greek. One or first, okay? One or first. The first day of the week. Let's look up day of the week in Greek. That's Greek number 4521. It says Sabbaton. Sabbaton. The Sabbath. That is Shabbat or a day or weekly. Sabbath. Sabbath, okay? So one day of the Sabbath coming. Okay, y'all, can y'all hear me? It wasn't on no Sunday. Okay? It wasn't not no Sunday. It was Sunday, one day of the Sabbath in the Greek, okay? Come Mary Magdalena early when it was yet dark. Okay, it was early. It was yet dark. Unto the sepulchre. And she, and seeing the stone taken away from the sepulchre. So yes, people, I'm back. I got disconnected. So okay, John 20:2. Okay, when she got there, it was already gone. Verse 3, Peter therefore went forth and the other disciples and came to the sepulchre because they couldn't believe what she was saying, that he wasn't there. He was already raised up, okay? Before the first day of your week, your Sunday and your resurrection day, you call it. He was already gone, okay? So look. So then ran both together and the other disciples, verse 4, did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. And he stooping and looking in and saw the linen clothes lying. He went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre and see the linen clothes lie. And the napkin that was about his head, not lined with the linen cloth, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Yes, he got up, people. The Son of God, the Mashiach, the God of Israel's son, not Jesus, not Jesus. Sandra Borgia, he's still in a grave somewhere, okay? He ain't resurrected nowhere. He's still in a grave somewhere. Okay, Caesar Borgia, second pope of Rome's son. Okay, I told you yesterday, when you see the word Jesus in the New Testament, please, it's Iesus. The Greek definition for Jesus is Iesus. Okay, you can't call him Jesus. That's English. He don't have an English name. He a Jew. He a Hebrew. He's a black man from Africa. Jerusalem is in Palestine, Africa, okay? He's a black man from Africa, okay? No, he ain't red and he ain't white. He ain't none of that with blue eyes and straight hair. Caesar Borgia, okay? That's who that is, okay? It is not the Son of God. They have deceived the whole world. Got you people worshiping and praying and calling on some statue and some figure and some image. A Caesar Borgia, Cedric Borgia, that they have set up as the king of Israel. He's still in the ground dead, Caesar Borgia. So no, I'm not talking about your Jesus, because your Jesus ain't nothing but a dead man that's still laying in a grave somewhere, okay? Do the research, people. Elevate your mind. Elevate yourself. Elevate your thinking. You need to understand now. It's time to understand. I've been wondering why my mama on Easter, she had to have an Easter ham, you know, when I was a little girl, and we had to have an Easter egg, and we had to have a chocolate bunny with, you know, chocolate Easter bunny. We had to have an Easter basket and all of that stuff my mama had to get, and she didn't have no money. Okay, she loved that holiday so much. Sometimes she had money to buy us clothes, to get us a new dress and little white shoes and all of that stuff to go to church. To go to church, okay? But it was a lot of days she didn't have no money. A lot of Easter Sundays, she didn't have no money. She had to go steal clothes out of the clothing store. So that's how important it was to my mama for her to dress us up on Easter, a pagan day that don't got nothing to do with anything with the God of Israel. That's how important it was for her to dress us up, Matt. And that's how important it is to y'all people to dress your kids up. You know what I'm saying? Have an Easter ham on your table. When the God of Israel told you not to eat pork. Yes, he told you up under the law, do not eat pork, Hebrews. Do not eat pork, Gentiles. If you're going to believe in the God of Israel, you got to do what the God of Israel told you to do. And he told you not to eat no ham. So no, right there, you're going against the God of Israel for your pagan day Easter. Let me go back to my scripture. So Peter ran and all the disciples ran. Okay, verse 7. Let's go down to verse 7. Okay, verse 8. Okay, people, I got disconnected again. I got disconnected again, but I'm back. I'm back. I'm going to try to finish this, okay? Okay, I'm going to leave that there, and I'm going to go to right now. I would like to go to Acts chapter 1, verse 5. Acts 1. Okay, let's go to John 20:19. Let me read that. The same day at evening, the sun had went down. The same day he resurrected. Read John 20:19. Then the first day of the week, okay, when you pull up first in the Greek, verse one, day of week, we have it in Greek 4:5-1. So it's the first day. Okay. That same day at evening, the first Sabbath day, one Sabbath day. That's what it means. One. First mean one day. One Sabbath day. Day of the week means Sabbath. First mean one. One day of the Sabbath. When the doors were shut, where the disciples was assembled for fear of the Jews, came Josiah and stood in the midst unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his sides. Then were the disciples glad when they saw God. Verse 21, then said Josiah to them again, peace be unto you. My Father hath sent me, even so sent I you. So there's, what scripture is that? There's no scripture in the Bible that tell you to celebrate somebody rising up or resurrecting up from the dead. There's no scripture in the Bible for that. There's no scripture in the Bible that tell you to celebrate his birthday, celebrate his death. There's not one scripture for that, people. Not one. You think the God of Israel want you to celebrate dead people? Somebody coming back to life? No, that's no celebration. That's no celebration. Why are you celebrating that? Why do you believe that? That on Easter Sunday, you call it Sunday, on Easter Sunday, you need to celebrate. You believe to be the Son of God, Jesus. Why do you believe that? That's a lie that's been handed down for many, many ancient years. It's not true. Okay? Y'all go on in the room. Go in the room. Go on in there. Lay down. I'm here as the prophet of the God of Israel to correct you. To correct you. And let you know what you people are doing today. It's paganness. It is paganness. Okay? He's being ready for sin. So he told them that I have an sin, that don't touch me, Mary. Okay? Peter then was afraid. of the Jews. So verse 21, he said, I send you. Even as my Father sent me, I'm going to send you into the earth. The same thing that I do, that's what y'all are going to do, Peter, John, and all of y'all. Verse 22, it say, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Not no ghost, spirit. Why do you call the Holy Spirit a ghost? Again, Esau.